This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love that the left wants to depict Donald Trump as a crazy man. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. KJRadio.com if you want to contact us otherwise. And we hope you will. So, I got a clip of MSNBC, and I was telling you guys that these shows are doing horribly. Fox is dominating over on ratings. And it's easy to see why. I couldn't even imagine watching these shows for an hour or 30 minutes. Like I'll occasionally watch a Fox show. Watching a show from MSNBC or CNN and just, you know, the idea that they believe their hype. I want to play a clip from Micah Brzezinski where she's talking about Trump. And I want to just show you the level of crazy that's over on the left. Check this out.
So what we have, though, with this president, I don't know if you guys remember, at the beginning of the administration, there was all this talk about Ivanka Trump being the moderating force. If there was a moderating force in this White House, it might have been Hope Hicks. The increasing pace of chaos at the Trump White House was the source of the president's jokes at this weekend's gridiron dinner. But according to the Washington Post, it's also feeding a grave sense of concern among Donald Trump's top advisors. Quote, Trump's friends are increasingly concerned about his well-being, worried that the president's obsession with cable commentary and perceived slights is taking a toll on the 71-year-old. Quote, pure madness, lamented one exasperated ally. Two officials told NBC News that the president's announcement of new steel and aluminum tariffs emerged from anger, unlike any they had seen before, resulting from a trifecta of events. Hope Hicks' testimony to lawmakers investigating Russia, conducted by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and the treatment of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, by Chief of Staff John Kelly. Quote, on Wednesday evening, the president became unglued, in the words of one official familiar with the president's state of mind. Trump, the two officials said, was angry and gunning for a fight, and he chose a trade war, continuing over the weekend with the tweet on Saturday about trade with the European Union, threatening to apply a new tax, and writing last night, quote, our friends and enemies have taken advantage of the U.S. for many years.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What? Can you imagine Donald Trump wanting to address trade? God, it's pure madness over there. I love this clip. It says so much. And let me begin at the beginning. Ivanka Trump is what everybody is who everybody said was the, quote, moderating force at the White House. Then Micah Brzezinski says, no, it was Hope Hicks. And the reason why they chose Hope Hicks is because she's now gone. So there is no more moderating influence, a moderating force at the White House for Donald Trump. So now he's back to being, dun, 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 unhinged. The guy who had the best first-year presidency in the modern history, certainly, if not history, is unhinged. The guy who recognizes the trade imbalance, he says it's $800 billion. I don't know if it was that much, but it's certainly billions of dollars. And I know it's well north of $500 billion. And Donald Trump says, we're losing well over half a trillion dollars in trade, and they say he's unhinged because he wants to figure it out. That's what they're saying. And I love all of the fact-based reporting that Micah Brzezinski, so-and-so said, based on this source of a friend and my cousin Pookie Nim, that's who's essentially giving you the report that Donald Trump is unhinged. Great. I love grave concerns about his well-being. His obsession with cable commentary is taking a toll. Played a clip last hour of Don Lemon going on some late night talk show. I think it was Seth Meyers. probably the least known of all these talk show hosts. They have Don Lemon, the least interesting man in the world, and he says, I've been told that Donald Trump, people that go to the White House that are friends of mine, say that Donald Trump, he's watching my show. Don Lemon must be out of his mind if he believes that Donald Trump gives a crap about his little rinky-dink show, which, by the way, isn't anywhere near, it's not even in the top 25. The only show that they had in the top 25, CNN, in the latest ratings of February, was Anderson Cooper at number 24. That's how bad things are at CNN. Don Lemon, he would barely carry a cable, a cable access channel. The dude is a nobody. I don't even need to tell you, I don't watch CNN, but I've been on Don Lemon's show multiple times, and I'm telling you right now, you want to talk about unhinged? That's a guy that's unhinged. I've watched Don Lemon try to get news stories. He walked off set one time because he got upset because somebody mentioned fake news. But anyway, back to MSNBC. So they say he's obsessed with them, what they're saying about him. Let me tell you something about billionaires who are successful in their businesses. They don't give a crap about what you think. They don't give a crap about what you say. They may respond to it. If somebody says, yeah, CNN said this about you, or MSNBC said this, he might respond. But if you think he's obsessing over you, you are delusional. There's not a leader that I've ever met, and I've met some of the most prominent people in business in the world. There's not one that I've met who would obsess over what somebody else believes. One of the qualities of leadership is you don't give a crap. You have a job to do, and if you're worrying about what other people think about it, you are not a leader. Leaders, I'm not saying they don't take in the inputs, but are you kidding? Obsessing over cable news? And then I love this, pure madness, exasperating. They went on to give you a beautiful description of how bad things are at the White House, and they say, the new tariffs came from anger. That's right. Hope Hicks and Sessions and all these things were brewing. John Kelly's treatment of Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law. And they said Donald Trump was angry and he blew up. He was gunning for a fight. And you know what he decided to do? And all of that fit of rage that he had, he decided he was going to address the $500 billion plus trade deficit that America experiences every year and try to put that money back into the American economy. Can you believe that? How deranged is this man? And I love it. Because, as you know, that's common sense. Donald Trump's doing his job. They want to present it as he's unhinged. But we know who he is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. They had a thing called the Gridiron Dinner. Now, I don't know what it is, but I'll read this to you. It says, the Gridiron Dinner last night was fun. This is Donald Trump. He says, I'm accomplishing a lot in Washington and have never had a better time doing something, especially since this is for the American people. He tweeted that on Sunday. Now, I've talked about just literally the last segment. By the way, if you want to check out anything that we've got up, you can go anytime you want, 24/7 on demand, kjradio.com, and hear what I said. But I did a quote, a clip from Michael Brzezinski, where she talked about Donald Trump being unhinged, and what he tweeted after, I think it was after the Gridiron Dinner about trade, the fact that we've got, he said it was an $800 billion trade deficit, and they said Trump was unhinged when he went into this. That they call it a trade tirade. All the things leading up to Donald Trump deciding he wants to get this $800 billion back into our economy was because of he's losing it. He's mentally unstable, and you know it's because of the pressures of the presidency. Now let me tell you, I'm just going to go on human nature, because I'm going to tell you right now, I am not close to the president. I have friends on his in his administration, but I'm not close to him. I don't know much about him. I will see him soon at Mar-a-Lago, but here's my point. I know a little bit about human nature, and I don't see anything. I see a dude having a blast. That's what I see. I see a guy who wakes up every day, and he thought building the Trump Enterprises was his purpose. When Donald Trump wrote his books, when he started his TV show, all the knowledge that he imparts on to people about, business and success, nothing compares to what he's doing right now as the president of the United States. And I told people, when Donald Trump he said something after end of year one that I thought was the biggest warning that the Democrats could have taken from anything he's ever said. And Donald Trump said this, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, "We had a pretty good year one, and I really didn't know what I was doing." Now, he's not saying that in the sense of, "I'm an idiot and everything happened by accident." He's saying, "I now understand the job a lot better. I now know a lot more about what the role is and what I can and can't do and how I can influence things." And so that was the end of year one. And I said, man, you take a guy with his kind of smarts who is constantly being underestimated by his opponent, the anti-Americans on the left, and he's got a year under his belt and he knows what he's doing. I remember my first year in sales, as an example, when I transitioned from engineering into sales. And I look back on my notes, and I was successful in sales to a degree. But what really, when I look back at my notes, it was like, I was successful, but boy, I didn't know a lot of things. Year two, I was salesman of the year. That's a true story. I transitioned from sales, from engineering into sales, in 1987. In 1988 and 1989, in the two additional years, I was at a company for 3 years. I was their salesman of the year for two of the 3 years that I worked for them. Guess what I did in the fourth year? You guys, do you know this story? In the fourth year, I bought the company. I'm just telling you, when you look at a guy like Trump, I'm telling you what my track record was. I transitioned from engineering into sales, 1987. And I scraped by doubling my income as an engineer. In year two and year three of my tenure at that company, I bought it. I was salesman of the year. I quadrupled my salary as an engineer the second year, and I blew the numbers out of the park. In the fourth year, I bought my own company. That's what you're watching. You're watching Donald Trump say, "Yeah, I had a decent year. I certainly did better than I did as a businessman." So let's say he doubled what he was able to do as a businessman. Year two and year three, if he has anything close to what I did, once I knew what the ropes were, I blew it out the park. And so what I'm telling you guys is this year, Donald Trump blows it out of the park. And you know what else is going to help him? The stock market's settling. The stock market is just, boom, it's just right there. It's up from the time he was president. And he even said this. He goes, "Hey, I want that stock market to slow down. I don't need the stock market to continue to go through the roof because I need room for the other stuff to kick in." And that's exactly what's happening. I'm just telling you, folks, this is where you want things to go. Anyway, the Gridiron Dinner, they say it took place Saturday night in Washington, D.C., dozens of journalists and politicians trading lighthearted jokes. During his speech, Trump joked that he was late because Jared couldn't get through security, which I thought was really one of the funniest quips. Son-in-law Jared Kushner having his security downgraded. And it was funny, one of my buddies, who's a Goldman Sachs guy, good friend of mine, went to SMU, he says he's mad at Trump. Young black guy who's, by the way, staunch conservative, but he's like, "Kevin, he's making all these promises, he's this." And one of them was he brought up the fact that they had lowered Kushner's security. I'm like, man, really? That's the stuff you're going to get mad at? And I walked him through it because he's like, man, we're going to get our butts beat in November. And I'm telling this guy, what planet are you on, Marcellus? We're going to crush the left. I'm telling you guys, we're going to crush the left. I want you to understand the lunacy they live under. They believe that Donald Trump should be impeached. They believe that this fake Russian narrative, I mean, they're the only ones. The populace doesn't give a crap about Russia, but they believe that it's a big deal. They ignore all of the good signs in the economy. They don't believe that the tax cuts, the crumbs, are going to impact the election. They don't. And I could go on. There's three or four things that they... Oh, one of them he talked about was he hasn't repealed Obamacare. I said, man, nobody's worried about Obamacare. Nobody. Nobody's worried about the tax. That's gone. Nobody's worried about going to the hospital anymore. Trump's going to have a solution in place before November of this year that more than meets the needs of people's health care. More than. And not to mention, the majority of the people, whether the media tells you this or not, they are happy that Donald Trump is getting rid of whatever aspects of Obamacare that they have to face. Get over it, folks. What you're watching with Donald Trump when he was at the Gridiron Dinner is a guy who is becoming so much at ease. He's like, man, this job, this is a fun job. I get up in the morning knowing I'm going to tackle a series of new problems. And what's interesting is if you think about how Trump likes to get things accomplished and how he knows how to delegate and he can tell his staff, don't worry about the media. Don't worry about these other little things that D.C. used to get you concerned about. We're going to go, you know, take care of business. I want you to think about that accountability factor. It's one thing when somebody's talking smack about you, and the way you shut them up is by accomplishing something. That's what Trump is doing. And the left have no defense for a person who's accountable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What's up, yo? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. A listener said this of my show. I believe, what's his name? His name is Mark. Yeah, Mark from Texas. Love the show. Something you've been talking about reminded me of a strange thing that happened years ago related to that union dues thing. I was talking about the union dues and the fact that the union is such a racket because you pay your dues if you want to be in the union. If you want to opt out, and this is in New Jersey, if you want to opt out of the union, you pay 75 cents on a dollar. So if it's $100 to be in the union a month, you pay 75 to opt out. What kind of deal is that? And I was explaining that the union, one of the things that Sotomayor said in this Janus case that's before the Supreme Court is, well, you know, if you're going to benefit even tangentially from something that the union does, you pay your dues because you're still going to benefit from them. And so the counter argument to that would be, well, what if they don't do anything that's a benefit? What if they don't get collective bargaining in my favor the way I want it? What happens then? Have I paid my dues for nothing? So it's a horrible way to look at it. And then she says, she compared it to the Bar Association, where all lawyers are required to be part of the bar. That's a different thing. That's a public service where people are, you're become an officer of the court, so to speak. So you join the bar and take I forget the oath that they take, but, you know, that says essentially I'm going to represent my client fairly and ethically. You know, you're a union guy. What are you going to do? I'm going to build this floor or this thing fairly and ethically. I'm going to put this building together fairly. No, I'm going to do my job. Now, I tell people all the time, I don't care about trade unions. If you become a master apprentice or a master electrician or whatever, good for you. You know, that's just time spent in the job. If you want to be unionized over that and be able to say, well, I'm union, you're getting a much higher level of person. Fine. Let the there are some people that can't afford your title, and you know, some people just want a bookkeeper. They don't want an accountant. They don't want a CPA. You get it? So that's what I was talking about. Anyway, he goes on to say this. I was a state employee in Nebraska for about 25 years ago, and refused to allow the union to extract my union dues by citing a law that said you had to consent to any deductions from your paycheck. He says, I'm probably lucky they didn't have me beat up. I got away with it and never paid union dues. Everybody thought you had to pay, but my stand was not challenged. I mean, I'm putting this out there for people that may want to try this, regardless of the Janus decision. He says he got away with it because he, he says you have to consent to have any deductions from your paycheck. And he apparently never did. So when he challenged that, they didn't take his dues out. Anyway, he says they didn't challenge it probably because they were afraid they might lose if it went to court. So they quietly ignored him. Shortly, he says he became management and did have to be in the union, but he quit after a year or two. He'd forgotten the whole episode until my show the other day. And he says, I was young and cocky as heck back then. Loyal listener. So, Mark, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. You know, look, unions, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with a union per se. I don't. If the unions, they're like the Democrats. They're so unscrupulous in how they do things. If they did it by the book, I would say, fine. If somebody says, look, I like the protection of having a group of people, go for it. If others go, I don't want to be a part of it, they shouldn't be worried about getting their butts kicked or being forced to do it or whatever else. The union, it's that for them, that mentality, it's all or nothing. If you're against this, and it's one of the few things that reminds me of being black in America. You're either for everything black, good, bad, or indifferent, or you're not. And I'm going, you know what, fellas? I don't care whether you're union. I don't care whether you're black. If you're wrong, I'm going against you. Period. And the union has shut down more companies than it's helped in the modern age. Most people I know find unions useless and run by an upper class group of folks that want nothing but money. And the people who are down below it, quite frankly, are not the best workers I've ever seen. And I've given examples of my own run-ins with the union that I go, this is ridiculous. It's no wonder people can't stand you guys. Hustle is what it is. What's funny is that hustle is an interesting word, if you think about it, because it's got a dual meaning. It conveys hard work. Man, he's a hustler. Look at that kid. He can hustle. He hustles. You're talking about a kid in baseball or martial arts, things like that. I watched a little kid. He was a catcher. And, man, if the ball got by him, he was up, mask off, looking for that ball. If it was popped up, he was up. And it was like, look at the hustle on that kid. But hustle also implies scam. Isn't it funny how a word has that dual meaning, and the dual meanings are opposites? It's like Greek for diablos, which I think means deceiver and something. And I have to look it up, but it's something where they have the same meaning, but good and bad. Hustle, hard work, and scam. The union is a hustle where they don't do any hard work. Hard work is discouraged. It's a scam. There's a saying, things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. You could use both of those terms for hustle there as well. Anyway, lots to talk about. Labeling Trump, I think, is one of the things I'd like to cover. Oh, by the way, we will be talking about no whites allowed. Yeah, that came up recently as well. I wanted to get to that story the other day, and we hadn't been able to do it. You know what? There's a clip that I'd wanted to play. It was Joy Reid talking about. Joy Reid was interviewing Mad Max, Maxine Waters. Yeah, let's go to that. I'd like to hear that clip.
On Saturday night, in his first appearance at that aforementioned gridiron dinner, Donald Trump made his best attempt to be funny in the tradition of nearly every U.S. president who's attended the annual media event. But between the self-deprecating jokes and the lighthearted roasts of Trump's favorite targets in politics and the media was this below-the-belt jab at Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Quote, Maxine Waters, he must be impeached. That's all she knows how to say. He must be impeached, impeached. But he's done nothing wrong. Doesn't matter, they say, what he's done wrong. What has he done wrong? I don't know. You've got to be impeached. And then I say, I get in trouble for this, she has to immediately take an IQ test. Let's see what the congresswoman thinks about that. Joining me now is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Now, Congresswoman, we're relying on what people who are at the gridiron dinner said, that Donald Trump said, the transcript from inside that room. Your response to what apparently he said about you.
Well, you know, this president has been called stupid. He has been called ignorant. And even his Secretary of State did not deny that he called him a moron. And so he has no credibility. He has been name-calling. He's been saying all kinds of things. And I certainly expected him to come out with some racist remarks about me. So he did exactly what I expect him to do. And by the way, I'm told he wasn't funny at all.
I love this clip, needless to say. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's going to be listening to the KJRadio.com. So Donald Trump questions Maxine Waters' IQ. And Joy Reid, this is news. By the way, it's a tongue-in-cheek event, the Gridiron Dinner, which I didn't know much about. I've heard about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but it's a tongue-in-cheek event. And, you know, they decide they're going to cover this because he calls out Maxine Waters. And he just said, I don't think she could pass. She would have a difficult time on an IQ test. And Joy Reid says, now listen, we're only relying on the transcript. We have no context for this. It was a joking event, self-deprecating, blah, blah, blah. That's what they're supposed to do at this event. But let's take it seriously, with Maxine Waters, who, by the way, does indeed want to see Donald Trump impeached. And then what does she say? Well, he's been called stupid. Yeah, she called him that. He's been called ignorant. Yeah, you and all the Democrats call him that. He's been called, even his chief of staff, whatever, called him a moron. Now, I don't think that was ever, vetted out. I don't believe that anybody that works in the Trump campaign would call him a moron. But she says that he said it, I don't believe her, but she said it. But she says he has no credibility, resorts to name calling. But as everybody caught at the very end, I know you did, don't pretend you didn't. She says, and leave it to him to use a racist comment. Now, I don't know what she's referring to. His comment was she has a low IQ. Couldn't pass an IQ test or whatever. And how's that racist? You guys want to? I'm curious. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm curious. How's that racist? And what it proves to me, and I'm sure it proves it to you as well, it doesn't matter what anybody says. The left is going to go there. That's what Waters did.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks121.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks121.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks121.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Black people will move heaven and earth to get out of a black neighborhood and move to a, quote, white neighborhood. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. And I know there are people out there going, can he say that? Yes, I can. I can say that. You want to know why I can say that? Because it's the truth. See, I grew up around a lot of black people. For those of you who are wondering, I am indeed black. Yes, he's a black man who enunciates. But anyway, growing up black, let me tell you something. To a person, everybody I knew wanted to move from my neighborhood when I was a kid and get into a nicer neighborhood. And it was typically a white neighborhood. Now, it might have been a little uneasy at first because there's all these white folks, but the minute they got there and white folks started doing how white folks were, that was the end of it. It was there at the occasional, we don't want your kind in here, that was depicted in the movies, certainly. You knew it before you even moved in. People act like, no, you got there and then suddenly people turned. Nobody turned. If you were going to move into a neighborhood, you already knew that they didn't want blacks. And by the way, those days ended in the 70s, but worst case, the 80s. There's hardly a person alive today that can't live anywhere they choose. Anywhere. And let me tell you, all these diehard Black Lives Matter, Hollywood bourgeois cocktail sipping fakes and frauds, they all want to leave the hood, and guess where they live? They live where the demographic is not even close to black, the 13% black in the population. It'll be 2% black people in their neighborhood at best. But they'll act like, Black Lives Matter, man, police beat us, and they cry and, you know, and decry everything that's going on in society as they completely remove themselves. Chris Rock talked about it. My daughters don't know nothing about being black. My daughters grow up white. I'm afraid they don't know nothing. His daughters have no experience in the so-called black experience. All the things that Chris Rock talks about, his daughters don't have a clue. They will listen to their dad's humor, his old tapes, and go, I don't get it. I don't get it, Daddy. How'd you make so much money? They have no idea. He admitted it. But let me tell you something. Angst on top of angst with white folks. No whites allowed. Let me tell you, what's funny, when you look at the world, and I've talked about this before, the population of whites is nowhere near the dominant population. Asians and all kinds of Latinos and Muslims, they're all much larger in population than white folks. White folks get a little block of land, and they do something with it, whether it's Australia or not New Zealand, but even though New Zealand technically is a bunch of white folks too, I mean, but it's South Pacific. But whether it's Australian or Scandinavia, little countries. England, little countries. Little white countries, they talk like this. Hello, how are you? Very nice. And now there's suddenly everything that you talk about. We got a multiculturalized man. It's too white in America. You have a whole group of people talking about the blackening of America, the browning of America. It's too white for them. Yet, you never hear anybody talk about the lightening, or the whitening, if you will, of Africa. The whitening, if you will, of Central America, South America. Never happens. That discussion will never come up in probably a million years. Because nobody wants to live in those countries, number one. And so what they're effectively saying is, we want to bring these countries that are struggling, that have all this kind of, you know, they've got all kinds of issues, and we want to bring those people into civilized society. Now, if you were to tell me we're going to do what's the movie where the guy works with a lady and makes her into a lady? My Fair Lady? No, it wasn't. But anyway, he's going to make her into a lady, right? The rain in Spain falls mainly. You don't even know. Y'all too young. But there was, a guy who worked on a lady who was very raw, and he's going to make her into a lady. Maybe it is My Fair Lady. But the point is, if you wanted to do that, that's fine. You want to bring somebody into culture. But we don't do that. They bring people into the culture, and then they say, hey, people that created an amazing culture of, sophisticates and high thinkers, etc., we're going to dumb you down by making you adjust to this new culture. That's what the left does. So now you've got no whites allowed. At one point, you could buy no whites allowed stuff on eBay. I looked, and it looks like they've taken a lot of it off. There's a no whites allowed space that was demanded at the University of Michigan. They built a $10 million campus center for black students. $10 million campus student for black students. A space they wanted to be dedicated to community organizing and social justice specifically for people of color. $10 million students center for black students wasn't enough. They still wanted something where they said, no, we don't want any white people to come in. I want you to just think about that if they did anything close to that for whites. Anything close. But no, the left don't see this as racism. They go, that's not racism. That's payback, whatever. Define it however you want. That's racism. after protests at a Washington State college called for a day without white people, a biology professor said he knows it doesn't feel safe on the campus. Student activists complain they're being vilified by conservative media. Evergreen State College students said racial tensions have been simmering in recent weeks, but reached a boiling point. Get this. When a faculty member disagreed with their plans to protest what they say is institutional racism at the Olympia campus. I want you to understand, people, this is where liberalism is born and bred on college campuses. The students, they say, were particularly incensed by an email that surfaced on Twitter between the professor and Rashida Love, director of the First People's Multicultural Advising Services. Weinstein, who is white, allegedly condemned the day of absence event that asked white people to leave. He condemned it. Why? As a human being, as somebody who probably believes that he fought for all the, you know, for the turnover to that the turnover in culture that allows blacks to, you know, to become part of society. He believes, this leftist professor believed he fought for that. And now what does he get? He gets discrimination. And he's going, I don't get it. And I'm saying, professor, the dog that you fed is now biting you. You know, don't bite the hand that feeds you. That's what's happening. And he created it. Academia created this themselves. Leftism created this. Let me tell you, folks, this story is a horror story for a lot of these leftists. I read a story, we talked about it, I don't know, it's probably been months ago, but where the professors now are afraid. They're going, we have just created monsters. Thursday at La Botanica from 8 to 11, there's going to be a no white people, an NWA zine party. No whites allowed zine party. The zine specifically features and promotes black and brown LGBTQA creatives. I don't know what the A is for, is what the description says. We hope to showcase our talent and create an open space for our voices to be heard. The description goes on to explain that, quote, for a long time, black and brown people, especially those who are queer, have been told that they don't have a space, that they don't have a voice or a say. With this, we would like to create a space. Student Kayla Ramey further elaborated on the event's purpose with this comment. I keep having to make this post, but I'll try one last time so everybody clearly understands. The name of the zine is No Whites Allowed. It is a zine for QPOC and by QPOC. Now, I don't even know what that means. Queer point of something? QPOC. She wrote, noting that while white people are welcome to come to the event, the main goal is to celebrate and empower people that society routinely ignores and rejects. So she names her event No White People Allowed. And it's supposed to support people of color and the gays. So it doesn't include white gay people. So where do the white gay, the white queers go? Huh? What's their deal? Where do they hang out? But here's what they say. This is what's always funny to me. Support from white people and heterosexual people is appreciated, but not necessary for the success of the event. Inclusion is not inherently good, and exclusion is not inherently bad. Guys, I give you leftism. It cherry picks when something's good or bad. It cherry picks it. If it's an all-male thing, then it's bad. Why are you excluding women? If it's an all-women's thing, well, it's good. Oh, by the way, men, you can feel free to join in and watch us destroy you, watch us emasculate you, but men, don't you dare do it. White folks, don't you even think about it. If you think about something that's whites only, we are going to rain down a storm on you like you wouldn't believe. Personally, I'm offended by things that say whites only. I'll tell you right now, I'm offended, but I don't care if they do it. If there's somebody out there that just says, Kevin, I just feel more comfortable around white people. Okay, fine. Do your event. I'm going to do my event that includes everybody. People ask me just recently, Kevin, are you uneasy around a lot of white folks? Why? Why would I be? This is what's going on in this culture because of leftism, folks.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.